going to say I need to make myself sneeze now.
There you go. This is the start of the podcast.
Oh, gee.
You got some coughing, sneezing, you know, whatever
clearing
else.
Of throats.
Yeah. The works. Welcome to the Joe
Hogan, mate.
Joe Hogan,
mate. This is the Joe Hogan podcast, mate.
That'll be like Hulk Hogan's nephew. Be like, mate, I'm Joe Hogan.
Hulk Hogan's best pal's son.
Okay. It's like he's not my real uncle, eh? He's like
that uncle that was always about.
Aye,
like,
Ken, like when it's your dad's best pal's son. That's,
aye,
your dad's best pal is your uncle, eh? Like, that was Hulk to me, eh? So they just called me Joe Hogan, eh? Like.
Aye, that's what my pals at school called me, eh? Because I kept Hogan.
Anyway.
Brought him in for a show and tell one, too. Like,
can you imagine if this is the first time you've ever heard one of these podcasts?
Can you imagine if this is the first time that Hulk Hogan ever listens to this podcast and this is what he hears?
Dude, you know what's messed up? That's... In 10 seconds, you hear me? In 10 seconds, right? So there's only about 5 or 6 to go here.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Dude, that's 2% of the podcast, bro.
Boom.
Have I got that right? No, I've not. I'm talking absolute nonsense. You know when you try and do maths in a podcast at the same time?
Yeah.
I've ballsed up.
Yeah,
totally ballsed up.
You're fucked.
Because I suppose, like, so if it's 60 minutes long,
then 1% of it will be roughly it'll be 60 minutes would be 6 minutes would be 10%.
Okay.
So six minutes would be 10%. So 5% would be 3 minutes. 1.5 minutes would be. Oh, jeez. It would be 2.5%. Fuck me, man. So, hold on.
Dude, do you know what? The point was, it goes by quickly. And yeah. I don't want to use up 5% of the podcast talking about this. So, I'll tell you what.
Let's six look seconds. At cracking, six seconds. 12 seconds would be 2%.
No, it's not.
Something
no,
like
it's
that.
Not. That's not even close, Dave. So, you're saying, what would you say? 6 seconds is a percent. Is that what you're honestly sitting across from me, man to man, to tell me right now? So you're telling me
no.
6 seconds is so in a minute that's like 10% of the podcast gone, mate. That's
yeah,
it,
pretty much.
Mate, gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah,
mate.
Fucked it, mate. Gone in 60%, mate. Gone in 1%. There you go.
Anyway,
anyone in the chat that knows maths,
yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, how much of the podcast? What percent of the podcast, if it's an hour long, have we spent
yammering
on about this pish? That's what we do, though. That's what we do.
That's what it's called.
And do you know what? If you want to get your name attached, because the thing is, after we're dead and buried, we're gone.
The world. The next,
yeah, there's a world-ending event. The aliens come down to look at the remains of humanity.
You know, CNN apparently have a video ready to put out to broadcast.
Oh, I want
to
see that.
I want to know what it is.
Do you know there's some that you can actually go and watch online that people have done, like old TV stations have done and stuff like that, but I want to see that.
Dude, I don't
they've
know.
They've got one ready.
They say they've got one ready
can
for when
recording
the world's going to end.
Well, the thing is, why not just make it something stupid? The world's going to end.
Yeah, that's true. Why not just make it like a guy's just like sitting there and he's like...
Shagging.
he's sitting there and he's like, well, the world is going to end now. It's all over. Barry, I'm sorry, but I shagged your wife. We're dying anyway. And then it turns out the world doesn't end. And he's Barry comes on and is like, what were you saying? And he's like, I thought the world was ending. Eh?
Like, it was a joke, eh? Like, it was a joke. So, God, how did we get on to these tangents? For God's sakes, man. We actually got into a tangent of what the video will be if the world ends. But anyway, the point is, humanity's been wiped out, okay?
It's gone.
Second wave of dinosaurs been and gone. The aliens have come down. They've come to visit our version of the pyramids. The structure that, like, what? You know what? That's funny. Like, imagine the pyramids were an ancient civilization structure. What would ours be?
Oh,
what
God.
Would ours be?
Fucking glass buildings.
What would ours be? It would be like, mate, honestly, I'm telling you, it must have been aliens that made that Desperate Dan statue in Dundee, like.
The Oor Willy statues.
I know, the Oor Willy statue, like, you know what that's mean? Alien. No human being can make that.
It's like in America, the former Pizza Huts. I know. Have you seen that on Reddit? There's literally a subreddit which is called Former Pizza Huts. And it's just, because when they first started building the Pizza Huts, they were built in such a specific way to replicate the logo, the Pizza Hut logo. So you can just find other businesses now that are former Pizza Huts.
So it's actually, you got too much time in your hands, Dave.
I was just
when
like,
you're looking up the former Pizza Hut.
No, it just comes out, just a picture. It's like, oh, look, this is now like an optician's, but it's like because of the roof shape, you can
it's
see
the shape of a pizza.
It used to be a Pizza Hut.
So, but basically, my point is, after civilization has been wiped out, the aliens have come back. They scan all the hard drives, and they come across this Joe Hendry podcast, and they're like, "What are these guys chatting about?" I don't know, but what I will tell you is what I do remember. When they're choosing people to resurrect, they'll actually listen to the Patreon subscribers.
They'll be like, well, these guys must have been a big
they
deal.
They need to be
why are these guys getting their names specifically
exactly.
called
there
out?
There must be a reason. They must be important. We need to resurrect them.
Just in case.
We need to resurrect them. We need to worship them.
Damn right.
Yeah, that's what the aliens
is that
will
what
say.
You people want?
If you want to be resurrected in thousands of years when the aliens come, because that's what will happen.
I mean,
we can guarantee that. Do you know what? I think we can guarantee that. Because I mean, what's going to happen? Who can sue us for that? Because, well, you have to wait a few thousand years.
Exactly.
A few million years to see if it happens. So, and then if it doesn't, I'll be dead. But then I'll be resurrected as well.
You'll be resurrected
so
as well.
I'll have to defend myself. Yeah,
so
in
you'll
court.
Have to. In zombie court, you'll have to defend yourself.
No, but then if I'm resurrected, then if everything I said was true.
That's true. So
that's true.
Actually,
unless they don't get resurrected and I do, but then
they
won't be
you.
Resurrected, so they can't sue me.
So this is actually a win-win for you.
It is. I can't lose.
You cannot
I
lose.
I can't lose.
There is. We have found a scenario, a very specific scenario, mind you, where there is no way to lose.
Do you know what? On the Patreon, I might just change the tiers to be like tier 3 patrons and above will be resurrected when an advanced race comes to check out humanity. For $10. And it's like the one person like dies and it's like, oh, their dying breath. They're like, oh, thank God I'll be resurrected. And it's like, oh, sorry, mate. They get resurrected and it's like, oh, is it the new life? And it's like, it is, but one of your Patreon subs bounced 1 month, eh? So we're going to have to put you back, dude, mate. We're going to have to put you back in for the big sleep, mate.
Sorry, mate.
Mate, that's it. Anyway, so, well, that's definitely 10% of the podcast.
Well, I would definitely
and I
think
feel,
so.
Yeah, and I feel that we can agree on.
Yes.
That we can agree on. And that was a well-spent 10%. That was a well-spent 10%. But I like that. Well-spent 10%.
Well-spent 10%.
There you go.
Do you know what I think?
At HendryShop.com.
Boom.
There you go. So anyway, those tier 3 patrons, let's crack on. Let me just... Oh, no, I went on the wrong...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I've clicked the wrong button. Right, here we go. I'm going to type this in here.
It's like 33 seconds or something is 1% of the podcast, I think.
I could believe that.
Like 33 or
that
34
sounds,
seconds.
Yeah, that
something
sounds,
like that is about 1%, yeah. Roughly, I think. And but, if anyone knows here in the chat, let me know, because that's my rough maths. Because 5% is 3 minutes.
But when the aliens come down and they're like, they resurrect world leaders and they're like, right, because that's how aliens talk in the future. They're like,
see, we're actually ahead of our time, people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it sounds like we're taking the piss out of people,
but
actually what we're doing is we're ahead of our time, which is why we're going to get resurrected.
Can you imagine if the aliens of all the media forms or whatever just happened to come across our podcast and they're like, that's how you need to speak, eh? Like,
imagine if
that's
like,
how you need to learn.
They didn't read Shakespeare. They didn't, you know, listen to any news or anything where like voices are well, like they didn't listen to anybody else's voices that are like, nice and speak well. This is the first thing they ever listen to, and they're like, well, that must be how the humans
exactly.
communicate.
So,
so
like,
they just go up to people and are like, right, mate, what's up? Right, I'm going to tell you now. These people are tier 3 and above, eh?
So they're going to get resurrected. And I went, James Matley, Ian Downey, Ian Callan-Lees, Jules Ma, Kirsty Bailey, Chris McCulloch, Gordon Brown, Ben Wackett, Adam Wilson, Mark Leslie, Jack Godfrey, Ant191, Laura Baird, Brian Smith, Daniel Betancourt, Jamie Flood, James Boyner, Kieran Prophet-Holmes, Barbara Good, Will Ledwith, David McCarthy, Fiona Edge, Ross Wilson, Jordan Schofield, Barry Carruthers, and James Weiss. Everybody else, leave them alone.
What about Barbara Bad, mate?
Who?
Barbara Bad.
Who's that?
Well, we've got Barbara Good in there, mate. Let's get Barbara Bad, mate.
Just Barbara Good.
Be funny if Barbara Bad is subscribed to the is subscribed, but she's not tier three, and she's like, I got my name called it anyway. Wait,
we can't allow that. Can't allow that. Fuck but anyway, bitch. Thank you so much through, and apologies for that for Dave's disgracing of your name there, Barbara. Do apologize for that. We appreciate all of your support each and every month. Thank you so much to the Patreon subscribers.
Yes,
and thank so and I mean all of them, all tiers. I think the aliens will go easy for you, but easy on you, but they will only resurrect.
They'll only resurrect the names we just called.
Yeah, tier three and above.
The tier three and above. If you would like to be part of that, get involved.
You'll be revered if you're tier one and two, but you will be resurrected if you're tier three or above.
Yeah, they'll sing songs about tier one and two. They'll write poetry about them, but they won't be resurrected.
Exactly. And I mean, poetry is cool.
I mean, that's cool.
You won't be there to see it, you know?
Poetry can be cool. I've never kind of got poetry, though. It's always too cultured for me, I think. It's too cultured for me.
Well, the way I look at it is it's like, how many people consume movies, right?
Yeah.
Most people. Yep. So therefore, of that, how many people want to be movie directors? How many people listen to music and then go and make music? How many people, you know, watch pro wrestling, want to become pro wrestlers? Who goes, Kim, what I want to do? I want to consume and write poetry. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying it's not as often as film or TV.
Good point.
So the talent pool is going to be smaller, I would say.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that there isn't genius out there.
It's like, mate, I'm all about doing haikus, mate.
Mate.
The haikus, that's what I want, mate. I had to write a haiku in school, I remember that. We were cultured at my school, apparently.
What'd you get if you give a cow drugs?
Then you get, mate, a haiku. Mate, did you just go with that right there?
I did, mate.
No, you never, mate.
But do you know what I was trying to do? I was trying to think about how you can make that joke a haiku. If you could do that, that would be next level genius. That would be genius.
If you out there, don't know where you are, I don't know if you're an evil genius or a good genius or whatever you are, but if you can do that, create a haiku out of that joke, you might be resurrected too. I don't know, maybe.
So, I'm gonna tell you something. There's a few things I need to get off my chest, right?
Go for it.
Number one, Waffle House.
I read this, and I've only ever heard... I've heard good things about Waffle House, but apparently the fact that it's shit is why people love it.
I've been told... The way it was described to me is it was like, try a kebab sober.
Okay.
And I was like, okay.
I've never been a kebab guy in general.
See, I do like, I did like kebabs. I haven't eaten them recently, but again, I don't drink now.
Yeah, so, see, I don't drink. I drink socially, but I'm never social. So it's like, technically, I just don't drink. Do you know what I mean? So it's like...
So, here's the thing. We go and, to be honest, the last time was okay, right? But I'm looking at the menu and everyone's putting it over like Rover.
Talk me through some of the menu.
But it's just like, okay, it's just breakfast items, really. A couple of burgers on there, breakfast items. Like, as far as...
Burgers?
As far as American cuisine goes, it's just basic stuff.
Just the simple stuff.
I'm telling you, I went to a buffet.
What would Gordon Ramsay say if he went in there?
He would say, shut it down! And I'll tell you why he'd say shut it down, right? But anyway, I went to this buffet in Las Vegas that was like... did we talk about this before?
I told you,
I ended up like adopting this dude because he was like... Basically, there was some elderly gentleman who had a two-for-one voucher for the buffet.
Mm.
And he said, you know, he didn't have a huge amount of money. He asked, can I tag along with you? And I was like, you know what, man? No problem. Bit of good karma. I buy the guy breakfast, right?
Damn right.
But that then meant I had to sit beside him. Then, like I say, old me would have been like, oh, I want my privacy. But now I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this moment to just, you know what? This guy probably doesn't have much going on in his life. I'm going to have a chat with this guy.
You cheeky.
He
could be the most interesting man in the world.
He had interesting things to say. It was I enjoyed the chat.
He's like, but, mate, I invented the screw-on toilet seat, mate.
The screw-on toilet seat?
Yeah, well, that's how you put a toilet seat on these days.
Well, there you go.
How else would you put a toilet seat on?
I don't know. It's
you
not
screw
something
them
I'm,
on.
It's not something I'm particularly
adept. He's like,
before
me, mate, they glued them on, eh? And they were really bad, eh? But now I was like, screw them on, get a hinge on there, and it's like, boom, mate.
Before me, your arse was on the pan, mate.
Mate, is that cold bare pan, mate? That was what your arse was, mate. Now, comfy seats, mate. Wooden effects if you wanted it.
Before me, you actually just submerge your arse in water and just let loose, mate.
He's like, mate, can what I invented the toilet seats that are designed like the CA, like got the C effects on it, mate. That's what I invented.
Mate, can what I invented the pass go in Monopoly. Before that, you just didn't get in, innit?
I was raging. I went past go, and I was like, do I not get fuck off for getting past you?
I'm working a full day here,
and
mate.
It was like, look, we'll give you 100 quid. And he's like, nah, fuck that. I want 500. They're like, look,
imagine real
we'll
life
give you 200.
Like,
it's like, fine.
It's like, mate, I've walked through the entire circumference of London. I want my 200 quid. Mate, I went to the free parking place. I've been standing at the Asda car park for 3 hours, and I haven't collected any money.
Mate, I fucking landed on a particular, like, slab of pavement, and I got sent straight to fucking jail. I was like, what the fuck?
Mate, I came third place in a beauty contest, eh?
Didn't even enter it, mate. They just gave it to me, eh?
So I was like, fine, mate. That's fine. Ken, what the cheeky it is, right? They've told me I need to pay 25 quid per house, £100 per hotel, and I was like, mate, can't he touch me? I've not got any properties, eh? Well, anyway, so my point was, Jesus.
So Waffle House.
So we're at the buffet and I'm thinking, this is one of the best meals I've ever had. Ever. Like,
Of all time. Wow.
There was
you're
this
a food guy. You're a food guy.
I'm a food guy. And this guy was like this buffet though.
They were like, you're a food, as if like there's non-food people. Yeah. Like, I just hate that food.
I just didn't need nutrients.
It's
eh?
Like, I'm a food guy, mate, as in I eat food.
Mate, I'm a photosynthesis guy. So, I mean, there's just, my point is, a bog standard buffet in Las Vegas was just about better than anything I've ever tasted in the UK. But Waffle House can kiss my arse. And
okay.
Here's why, right?
Go for it.
So, first things first, right? So I'm getting told, oh, buy this breakfast, that breakfast. And I'm like, you know what? I order off the menu.
I'll buy what I want. A bully bastard Cheerios, mate.
And everyone's getting waffles on with it. So I'm like, I'll get a waffle too.
Okay.
First thing that happens.
Peer pressure, bro.
Lassie comes back. And look, I'm no judging anybody.
Oh, no.
I'm no judging anybody. But if you could at least 50% conscious while you're working, it would be appreciated. At least 50. She was just like, and it's like, look, I'm not judging anybody,
what
right?
What time was this at?
There was some other stuff going on there. Like, there's obviously...
You think?
So, yeah, I don't know what it was, but she was less than half focused on the task at hand. So she comes back with these waffles, and they're chalk white. So they've just not been cooked. It's like dough. It's just dough. And then, you know, like, there's that British politeness, how, like, you can kind of go, oh, sorry, in America, they're like, hey, get that back.
Yeah, because, so describe the difference, because waffles in America are a fucking staple. Like, they're thin.
Yeah, no. It was thin as hell.
Really?
Yeah, and it wasn't hot at all. So the three of us sent the waffles back, brought them back. Okay, whatever, right? So I ordered something else with extra few things, and they just didn't arrive. Okay, no problem, whatever, right?
Dude, we need to get Gordon Ramsay in there ASAP.
So someone else at the table orders, and there is a giant hair in it, huge hair, like just right through it, and you're like, oh. And so he was like, do you know what? I think I'm going to say I enjoyed the taste of your hair. And he was like, is that being mean? I was like, I think it is being mean. And instead, I was like, just give her back the plate. So the guy just gave her back the plate, and she literally, she was not firing on all cylinders that day. And I mean,
was it her hair?
Yes. Right?
Oh,
so she got
the
plate and she literally went like this. She went and just put it away as if like,
it's normal.
Oh, they haven't noticed. And it's like, no, we noticed. So the hair was there, right?
Oh,
and then not only that, wait for this. So I'm off put by this point. I'm like, you know what?
Have you eaten anything at all yet?
I have. I've eaten my food. I'm like, whatever, right?
Okay.
But I went against my instinct. I wanted the hash brown bowl.
Yeah.
Right, hash brown bowl is just like American hash brown, so it's not like a hash brown. It's like the materials all like grinded up. It's way better.
Oh,
hash
okay.
brown. You know the stuff at Denny's we had.
Yeah,
Denny's
yeah.
in Glasgow, right? That hash browns is that, but mixed with like bacon, eggs,
ooh.
Cheese. Like, so it's pretty nice, right?
It's quite nice.
So I order that, right? And she's like, "Here you go." Gives it to me, and I got it to go. And then I get it in a bag, and I'm like, "Oh, that's weird. There's no fork with it." I was like, "Oh, can I get a fork, please?" And she's like, "Oh, okay." And then I'm at the till and I'm like, I open it up and there's a sandwich inside. There's a sandwich.
What?
There's a sandwich inside.
What the fuck?
And she's charged me more.
Why?
And there's a sandwich in my bag. And I'm going like, oh, I didn't actually order that. And she's like, you know what? I actually remember. You know what? What's that from again? You know what? Oh, it's from, have you ever seen Bill Burr's show on Netflix?
Yeah.
The F is for Family. That's what it's from. Well, that's what it's from. Fantastic show. But anyway, so she was like, oh, you know what? I do remember you ordered that other thing. Sorry. And it was just like,
I guess I'll just go fuck myself with a sandwich, eh?
No bother then, eh?
Good Lord.
So basically, and then gives me the bill, which the item that she's given me is more expensive than what I wanted, right? So the chances of a tip are they're gone.
They're long gone.
They're more than gone. They're more than gone.
Yeah, because now this is something I want to ask you about. Tipping culture, it's not a huge thing here, but it's a staple in the States.
It is, but it works out for the better.
Here's the
and
thing.
And I'll tell you why. Go
I
for
don't
it.
Know about tips.
Okay.
Are you not a believer in everybody deserves a tip? It's good service.
Well, here's the thing, right? So first of all, with what I did in this situation is no tip.
Yeah.
Because she just botched that, right?
Of course.
Honestly, I'm the douchebag for no tip.
No.
And it's like,
Did she get anything on the order right?
It's literally like, honestly, it's not even exaggeration. This is exactly like me going, hey, can I get a hash brown bowl? And then a limousine pulls outside. And the guy's like, oh, that's $200, mate. Here's your limousine. I'm like, well, I didn't order a limousine.
But then I'll pay
for the limousine.
Aye, but you go to me.
And then he's like, can I get a tip? And it's like, no, you can't.
Did she give you a pitch? No, she didn't say that.
But the look was there. You could tell she wasn't happy.
She can't be getting any tips off any cunt. She's, nah. No way. What the hell? So what happened?
So it just hurt my feelings, bro. Hurt my feelings. But tipping culture in America, here's the thing. In my opinion, I think it works out for the better. Because the service is just so much better. Like,
really?
You just die. Like, and see if something's not to standard. It's like, it just gets taken back and it's sorted. Nay bother.
Because you're a guy that will, because, you know, we've gotten food before, and there has been times where there's issues with the food. And it's kind of awkward.
It is.
People feel awkward sending food back here because
not
we're like,
in America.
We're too polite. We're just like, no, no.
I am
fine.
Not.
You've done it multiple times.
Yep.
But that's the way. It's the way you got to do it.
Yeah, it's the way you got to do it. But anyway, Waffle House, sorry, you blew it. I'm tired of Ring of Honor roster members putting over Waffle House. Stop it. It sucks.
There you go, people. What official? You heard it here, probably not first, but you certainly heard it here at some point.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you right now. You ever seen Austin Powers?
I have.
You know the statue of that big boy thing?
Yeah.
Right? That restaurant, I think I might have told you about this. They have a burger in there. It's got a ridiculous title. It's literally like the best cheeseburger that you'll ever eat or something like that, right?
Okay.
And I was like, well, I've got to get this. And you know in The Simpsons when Barney's like, this better be the best beer I've ever had.
Yeah.
You got lucky. That happened.
Really?
Yes. It might have been one of, if not the best.
Okay, so why? What's it? Describe
it
to me.
I don't know. I can't. It was.
So it's a cheeseburger. Was it a quarter pounder?
It was just like, I took it as it came, right? It was just the way that all the sauces and the fresh ingredients and all that, everything just together as
fresh
a package.
Ingredients.
Yeah, together as a package, it was just like, oofed. Yes, that is a beast. It was like, do you know what it was? Their dishes look like they're based off McDonald's, but like home cooking.
Like if you were going to make it at home.
Yeah, imagine like you had like a home cooking Big Mac or a home cooking double cheeseburger, that sort of thing.
That's nice.
That's what it's like.
I like that.
I got to put that over.
How much does that cost? Is it quite expensive?
No, man, it's not that bad. But to be honest, I think when you're in America, right, what I try and do is, I kind of say to myself, I try and, because you, a lot of the time, we're quite lucky in that we get breakfast with the hotel.
Yeah.
So you get up early, you get breakfast there. Usually I'll have, like, I try and keep it light during the day, because if I've got a show, I don't want to be like, bleh. So I'll just try and get, like, a couple of protein bars and a banana or something like that.
Yeah.
And then after the show, so, and again, you get water, a couple of coffees or whatever. So it's like, usually I'll try and spend like $10 during the day.
Yeah.
And then like 20, like if we go to somewhere like that, the meal ends up costing like, you know, $18, you tip 20% or whatever. So it's
yeah.
like, I usually try and budget $30-$35 a day.
Hope you got a calculator there, because we've already proven our maths skills are pretty shit.
I've got a calculator up here, mate.
To be fair, 20% is pretty easy to work out.
It is.
Yeah. That's not hard.
So if it was $18, it would be $3.60. There you go.
There you go. Done.
There you go. Done.
There you go.
Whoosh. Pardon me.
There's that burger coming back. Jesus.
Another thing I do want to talk about, though. Have you seen Joker yet?
No, I haven't.
Very interesting.
See, I've heard a lot of things, but it's starting. I'm worried it's going to start to tip over into pain in the arse culture?
Well, here's the thing. I'll tell you my experience of it. So me and Sophie went to see it.
Nice.
And we both loved it.
Yep.
We both loved it.
Because you're a guy, let's be honest, you're a guy that's a very big proponent for The Dark Knight. You were a big fan of that, right?
I thought Joker was amazing.
Did you think anybody would ever... Do you think his portrayal beats Heath Ledger's portrayal?
I said this to you before. It's almost like saying, go out and have the best match you can possibly have in 8 minutes to Heath Ledger and giving Joaquin Phoenix 30 minutes. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's almost not fair comparison. It's almost not fair, right? But me and Sophie went to see it. Absolutely loved it. I thought to myself, you know what? This is the one movie in the last 10 plus years I've gone to the cinema to see twice.
Wow.
I've seen it twice. And I said, you know what? Jake and my dad need to see this.
Interesting.
I took... So first things first. You know what? Try to be a nice guy. It's a belated birthday present for Jake. Got them VIP tickets because we got a deal from Sophie's work. They don't need to know that, right? 18 quid, three VIP tickets. Can't go wrong. You babyface yourself up. You look like the legend. Did anyone help take care of you? Eh?
Mate, it's on me, mate.
Mate, I've got the VIP seats, mate.
Mate, we're talking VIP seats, mate. We're getting, mate, we're talking service popcorn to your seat, mate.
Mate, you wouldn't steal a house.
Mate.
Did he steal a movie? Go and see it, eh?
Go and see it with VIP tickets, mate.
Mate, I've got VIP, mate. You got any VIP tickets?
I've got Vimto tickets, mate. That's what I've got. Sugar free, mate. But you get, so you baby face up.
So baby face up, get them the tickets. So I'm like, right, meet me at Ocean Terminal at this time. Now I had planned to go to dinner with them before, but you know what it's like. Stuff gets in the way. I hadn't said to them, let's have dinner. I just thought that would be nice. But
yeah.
Dad phones, I'm like, listen, I'm kind of short on time. You guys get food. I'll pick yous up. I'm running late, and my dad's like, do you want us to just meet you there? And I'm like, that'd be awesome. So meet the Ocean Terminal, right? Now, I says to my cousin Ross, because I forgot to say to him, because, you know, family affair and all that, right? So I was like, I should tell Ross as well. So I tell Ross, but when I go to book the times, I'm like, there's no seats next to her one. And Ross is like, you know what, don't worry about it, blah, blah, blah. And it's a good thing he did, because I got them to meet me at Ocean Terminal, and I'd accidentally booked them for the Omni Centre. Which is, you know, that's in the centre of town. And the Omni Centre's in Leith. And I'm already, like, 15 minutes late, right? So it's already, I think, 18 minutes after the scheduled start time, right?
So you're getting towards the end of the trailers now. Yeah.
Now, Jake goes, I was like, don't worry, we'll jump in the car, I'll get you to Omni Centre, I'll drop you off at the door. I've seen it before, you get in, I'll park the car, I'll meet you in the
Is it weird that earlier when you said you booked them at Ocean Terminal, my first response, in my head, I kept picturing the Omni Centre?
There you go.
That's weird.
Maybe it's a thing. Maybe it's a thing. So I go, right, let's go, we'll get up to the Omni Centre. And Jake goes, so does that mean we're definitely going to miss the start then? And I was like, and I just know. When Jake says that,
he's gonna bail on it.
Yeah, he's just like, you know, that's it. Day's ruined. So I'm like, I've got to get him to the film before it starts. Right now, remarkably, I don't know how we did it. Zooming up the road, right within the speed limit, I might add, but just, you know, a little bit of
within the speed limit,
but just creative mapping of getting from Ocean Terminal. But the thing is, I didn't realize how long the trailers actually were. So I got them there. And they said the moment they walked in was literally when it was like 15 in the director's name and all that. Like, literally walked in.
Very good.
Frame before it starts. So very they sit nice. Down and I'm like, parked the car. I'm like, you're nailed right. it. I don't, mate, that's what I did, mate. That's
what meant it, mate. It was all planned,
exactly,
mate.
Exactly, mate. It was an exercise, mate. So I get into the cinema, sit down, got the VIP tickets. And then I was saying to Jake, what was the first scene when you came in? And he went, we made it. And I was like, cool. Right? So I know they've made it. And then like 5 minutes go by and my dad goes, Joe! And I'm like, what? And he's like, we made it! Right? So I'm like, yeah, I know, right? So we're watching the film and there's a few notes in between. One of them is this, right? I've noticed this twice. Me and Sophie went to see Midsommar. Which I would recommend. It's not perfect, but I'd recommend seeing it if you're into horror films, right?
Yeah.
But we went to see it, and there's literally just this couple talking the whole time.
Oh, God.
The whole time. To the point where I was literally like, guys, do you mind?
Where are the VIP seats? Are they right at the bottom?
No, they're in the middle. Bro.
I was going to say, right middle center.
The middle center.
That's what I try and do.
Like,
I,
you know when you look at football games and there's like George Bush and Tony Blair sitting there and all that? That's where we were, man.
I try and get those middle center seats as close as I can.
Exactly. But anyway, so usually in cinemas, people are talking and it's tolerated, right? You remember that scene in Scary Movie where like the lassie's chatting throughout the movie and then just everyone murders her? That's what happens when people chat during the Joker, right?
I just can't get over that people let that happen.
I know, dude. Like, honestly, if you go to the cinema and you chat throughout it...
Who's that bloody actor again? I know. I've seen him in Sutton before.
Fanny! Yeah, you deserve to die. Like, you deserve to die. Yeah, it's like literally like the aliens will come down and they're like, right, should we resurrect this one? It's like, nah, they talked during the movie.
Oofed.
That's what happens.
It's like, mate, he was a tier 5 subscriber, mate.
Mate, doesn't it matter?
He was tier 5. Mate.
He was chatting through Starship Troopers, mate.
Well, look, mate, we ken that you were a tier 5 subscriber. And honestly, mate, like...
I want to let you in.
Mate, it's a formality at this point that we're going to let you in. But we just... Look, I trust you, but we just have to do a background check just to be, you know, it's a formality, mate. Ken, what I mean? Like, we just have to do it.
Mate, we've got your room ready and everything.
All right.
So I just need to ask one thing.
Nay, bother. So, I've only got a couple of questions, right? One, did you ever break any speed limits? No, that's good. We're already onto a winner, mate. We're already onto a winner. Two, did you put pineapple on your pizza? No.
Oh, I'm not getting in then.
There you go, mate. That's all right. Either or, actually, any answer's acceptable, mate. That's a trick question.
That's just a wee joke, that one.
That's a wee jokey joke.
I like to throw that in, mate.
That's a wee jokery jokey. Third question, mate. So it says here that you went to see Joker at the cinema, right? Now, I ken that you know this kind of guy, but I'm going to ask you anyway, all right?
I've got to ask.
I have to. Mate,
I'm just doing my job, eh?
My manager's right there, he's watching me. He's watching me right now. He's fucking eyes like a hawk, eh? So I need to ask.
What's that policy that you have to check ID under a certain age?
25.
What's it called again?
Challenge 25.
Challenge 25. Mate, I've got to do Challenge Joker, mate, eh?
It's Challenge Joker, mate, right? My manager's watching, eh? Like, he's just looking for an excuse, eh? So, like, when you went to see Joker, did you talk through it? Like, I ken you wouldn't, but did you? He's like, well, you know, I said a few words here that... Oh, mate. See, mate, I wanted to let you in, mate. I really did. But you fucked it, mate. You fucked it. That, there's some things we can't tolerate, right? There's, like, war crimes, and there's, like, killing folk and that. And then there's that, mate. That, mate, takes the cake.
So I'm just telling you now, I'm doing you a favour, mate. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm telling you right now, there's no chance you're getting in here. There's no chance you can get in here. You can try purgatory down the road, but I don't think you'll get in there,
mate,
either.
I'm not joking you, mate. I could let you in. I could. But they're just going to do you anyway, mate. They'll do exactly. You because you spoke during Joker.
Mate, they'll ken for a mile off, eh? Like, mate, I'm trying to help you here. And I'll tell you what, now I'm just, mate, this is for your own information, mate. I'm trying to help you. The less trouble you make, the easier it's going to be, mate. Heaven's not going to happen, mate.
St. Peter is going to tell you to get to fuck, mate. That's all I'm saying.
Mate. And it's like, oh, can I get into purgatory then? Mate, new policy in this week. Nay purgatory for people chatting through Joker. They used to let people in, but they ended up just chatting through purgatory as well.
So, and like, mate, where can I go?
Can I go to hell? Well, I guess it's just hell then. Actually, mate, you can't even get into,
mate,
hell.
Even hell has got policies against exactly, chatting, mate, during Joker, mate.
You'll have to go the flare below. What's the flare below? It's Challenge Joker, mate.
It's Challenge Joker. Ken, where you go, mate? You go to the void. You go to the void, there's nothing there, because they say, like, they were like...
Look, but I thought purgatory was the void. No. It's not, mate, there's actually things to do in
there's
purgatory.
There's a journey in purgatory, mate. There's chances to redeem yourself, but there's no redeeming that, mate.
Like, purgatory, there is actually stuff to do. It doesn't go anywhere. Like, it's actually just a PS1 demo disc, eh? You just play the same level of Pandemonium and Tunnel B1 every time, mate.
Mate, it's basically just that, like, Raj Dinosaur game on the Demo 1 disc that just walks about forever.
No, and, mate, it's that dinosaur game that you used to get in P7 at school on those old Macs. That's what it is, mate.
Pretty sure it's the same game.
What was it called again?
I don't know. Like,
oh, what was it called? I've got to know what it's called. Wait there. So
what happened was we were sending guys to
Nanosaur, that was it. Mate, it's the Nanosaur demo, eh? And you can, everybody can, you kind of complete that. There's actually a bit where you can play Crazy Taxi, eh? But like, as you can, that's only going to last about 70 seconds, and then you've got to go back again. Eh?
Like, aye, then you're fucked, mate. Like, so,
there is a South Park video to watch, but it's only the same three Christmas episodes. Eh?
It's only the first episode that aired, and it just repeats hour and hour, mate. That's all.
And that's, at least it's on today, though. Whereas Seed the Void, there's actually nothing.
Like, what they did was they realised that, like, in Purgatory, cunts were still chatting away at Jura Joker. So they said, where can we send these guys? And they said, well, you can't talk shit at all in the Void, because there's just nothing there. Like, so, your existence just ceases to be existence in the Void.
But it just gives you just enough existence to ken that's what's going on. Do you ken what actually happens in the Void, right? Actually, there's a passcode that you can use to get out, and it takes you right to heaven, but every time you try and listen to it, all you hear is people chatting over the top of it.
It gives you like the first four numbers like straight away, and then some guys just being like chatting away are the last two, and then you're sitting there fucked, eh? So like, you mean you could sit there and you could put in the combinations, eh? But like,
aye, and then when you do put in the combination, the guy that's supposed to let you in's too busy chatting over the top of it, eh? So like, even when you do get the answer just by process of elimination, you still didn't get in it.
I mean, you could argue that it's like poetic justice in that, eh? You know, that'd be bad, eh? I mean, that's where you're going.
I'm just doing my job, mate. I'm just doing my
job. Mate, look, I'm not giving you my badge number, mate. I can't be doing
mate,
that.
Mate, I'm not giving you my second name. Mate, you can speak to the manager if you want. He's going to tell you the same
thing. Mate, I speak on behalf of the manager right now, right? He's too busy talking to you, mate. So I speak on his behalf right now, mate, right?
Mate, he's too busy dealing with people who didn't chat throughout Joker, eh?
Aye, he's talking about people that were like crunching food and that. Like, that's a sin and that's a crime in itself, mate. But talking, that's like,
aye,
you take the
I
piss.
Mean, what food are we talking here, mate?
Like, you know, like
popcorn, I can accept that.
I can accept that. A chocolate biscuit with like a wee bit of wrapper or that, you can accept. But see if some kid's coming in there with Walker's crispy.
A bag of crispy.
Mate, if you're coming in with a bag of onion rings, mate, you're taking the piss.
Like, mate, and see if it's a grab bag, that's immediate purgatory.
Mate. Yeah, you'll get purgatory for that. I'm not going to void you for that. You're not going to get voided for that.
No, I'm not going to. Yeah, if you're like a fascist dictator, I'm not going to void you for that.
Like, but what you'll get is you'll get put in a scenario where you've got to basically go through these like Saw style trials where you've got to reach into these bags of crisps and get these like special keys without making any rustling noise. And if you can do that, you've proved that you can sit in the cinema watching Joker without making a fucking sound, eh?
Like, here's what it is. It's like, what they do is they actually like, they play the Joker and all you've got to do is get through the movie without making a noise, but they just keep like stabbing you through the movie and you've just got to sit there like nothing's happening, eh?
Just every now and then you feel like a prick on like the back of your legs being like stabbing you and you just have to like no say nothing.
Aye, Bill Gates actually done it, eh? Like,
aye, and then some other guy will come over and tell you that like Waffle House is good in that and you have to refrain yourself from like complaining about it, eh? Like, what they'll do is they'll bring out the waffle to you and it's just like piss.
It's a giant hair. It's a clumpy hair.
It's basically just raw waffles, eh? With a bit of hair in it and you have to just no say nothing.
And you have to ask the lassie, what's the passcode to get out? And instead of giving you the passcode, she gives you a sandwich.
That's the sandwich ending, mate. That's a special secret sandwich ending. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Jesus Christ. Oh, right. Where were we?
We touched on a million references there.
So, but halfway through it, like, someone just decides to start chatting, like, full volume, right? Someone's just like, oh, so I says to my mate. And, like, the guy in front, I'd done this. You know when The Rock gets ready for a rock bottom?
Yeah.
Like, I literally went like this and sat forward because I was just like, no, Tommy. Right? And but the person in front of him turned around and did this. He went, like, you know when someone goes the psst, but like just aggressive. It was actually like he like shot a gun at his
angry
mouth.
As well.
It was like psst.
It was like facial, like.
He got tilt. Oofed. No, a whimper came out of that guy again. Honestly, chatting is just no tolerated. But anyway, halfway through it, I'm thinking, oh, this is nice. You know, I've taken the family out. You know, I'm doing the right thing. And then I just catch Jake laughing at one point, and I'm like, oh, he hates it. He hated it.
Did he?
Yeah, he hated it.
Wow.
I know. I was good. I thought, like, do you know, I thought, he's into studying film, he's got to see this, my dad will love it as well. And I feel like my dad was kind of, like, swayed by both of her opinions. So my dad was kind of saying it was good, not great. And I looked on Metacritic, and it's got 59% on Metacritic. And I'm like, are people seeing something? I'm not seeing
it. See, this is where I was going to go. It's starting to, there's, things are starting to happen where, at first, it was starting, it was becoming, it was like, holy shit, this is insane. The second thing I've started noticing now is there's starting to become, now, have you ever heard of the, I don't know if you've seen this, but, like, especially, you see it a lot in video gaming culture, where certain indie games get a fan base of their own, and the fan base becomes kind of shitty and toxic. Undertale's pretty bad for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's like, it's almost like they're gatekeepery. Like, they don't want anyone else coming in. Joker, to me, started to take that on pretty quick, where people were like, no, mate, like, you've no been through it, mate, so, like, you just didn't get it. Like, they started being kind of almost, not so much condescending, but almost kind of like, what's the word? Like, they became almost kind of, like, holier than, like, superior. Because, like, you don't get it. Oh, there's this deeper meaning that you don't get. And it was starting to become, I noticed it becoming sort of almost like, very gatekeepery, where people are like, oh, but you don't understand.
So do you mean like people defending it or people saying it's crap?
Defending it, but then saying like, oh, but it's got this deeper meaning and you don't get it and stuff like that. Like, oh, when you've been through what I've been through, you'll get it.
I don't think that, like, here's what I think about it. I mean, I recommend you go and see it.
Oh, genuine, I'm going to see,
like,
it.
Here's what I'll say about it. Regardless of the story or whatever holes you want to poke in the plot, which... Personally, I guess if you... Here's my issue with what people are saying, and this is what I tried to explain to Jake and my dad. It's almost as like people are saying, oh yeah, but if you didn't... If they didn't cast, you know, Yak... How do you say it?
Joaquin.
If they didn't cast... I'm like Joaquin Phoenix, mate.
Mate, fucking Joaquin, mate.
Mate, big Joaquin's no having it. Big Joaquin's do it. So,
The Joaquin. Joker, Joaquin Phoenix!
Mate, Joaquin Phoenix, pet detective, mate. So, here's what I think about it. People say, oh, I almost feel like the criticism is, oh yeah, but it's Joaquin Phoenix's performance that's like elevated the film. They're like, but if Joaquin Phoenix wasn't cast as the Joker, then it would have pointed out all these plot holes and all this and that thing. And I'm like, but they did. You know what I mean? That's almost like saying, oh, but if the Attitude Era didn't have The Rock and Stone Cold,
it would have failed. It's like, but it had The Rock and
Stone Cold. That's my point.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, have you ever seen that thing? I think it was you guys referenced it to me. Have you ever seen the clip where, like, or have you ever heard, there's a funny clip of it, but there's a funny saying I like where it's like, people are like, aye, but what if this and that? And I'm like, great, if my gran had Buzz, she'd be my granddad. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, if, you know, yeah. Oh, if I was 7 feet tall, I'd be taller. Oh, well, good for you. You know, there's a really funny clip of, I think it's Holly Willoughby on it's like This Morning or some shit, where Gino DeCampo, the chef, the Italian chef, is like cooking up, what is it he's cooking? Can't even mind what it is, but it's something like a fancy Italian dish. And Holly Willoughby just goes like, you know, like, it's actually quite similar to like a British carbonara. Like, if you just added like this to it, eh? And he literally just goes, well, if my grandma had wheels, she'd have been a bike. Like, so serious. Like, genuinely offended at the fact that she said this. And how it's true. It's true. It's again, I bet, like, what if they'd have done this? I bet they didn't.
Yeah.
You know? It's if you start looking, like, at things like that, it's just stupid.
Yeah, like, my point is, the film is basically, it's almost like a one-man show. It's all about his performance.
That's kind of what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but dude, like,
it's called Joker.
I can't remember seeing a better acting performance. It's amazing. It is amazing. Like, I personally did not see any plot holes because I was so focused on his performance. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, man, like, even just the way that they explain why Joker is the way that he is.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to not know nothing about it, or can I tell you one thing?
The one thing I've seen that's not from the movie itself,
right?
But it's something I saw the other day. So I follow a subreddit called Fan Theories, right? Okay. I love fan theories. Right. And stuff.
Does this need a spoiler alert?
I don't know. You tell me.
We're going to need to tell the fans.
Well, we'll give a spoiler alert.
Okay.
Anyway.
So the time now is we're about to approach 44 minutes into the podcast, right?
Yes.
I'm telling you now, it will be safe to come back at 50 minutes.
Boom.
There you go.
Won't even be that long.
Okay.
So, you got your warning.
All right.
Okay. So the one fan theory I saw was a fan theory about the Dark Knight that was evidence, it says, evidence that proves the Joker was a former soldier. Now, I don't know if that's something that's in Joker the movie, where he was, they say he's a, I don't know, I've not seen the movie, where he's a former soldier, but I saw something that there was...
I saw that the other day as well,
actually. There was a fan theory that, there was already a theory out there, but someone had uncovered new evidence in The Dark Knight that proves that the Joker was a former soldier.
It's not supported in this film.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. Not at all. And again, you've had your spoiler warning. This is not a big spoiler, but I mean, do you want me... It's not big. But,
okay, if it's not
okay,
big.
Okay, right. But if you don't want to know anything about the movie, skip to 50 minutes. But there's a moment where he first comes into contact with a handgun and he does not know how to handle it. So if
really?
He was, yeah, if he was in the military, he would have known how to handle it. There's another bit, and this is right at the start of the movie. I'm going to tell you the first scene.
So where does it place in the timeline, out of curiosity? Does it place at the... Is it way before Dark Knight?
Yes.
This is like the origins of the Joker.
Separate universe. It's origins of the Joker. Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
So before he's even committed any crimes.
Ah, okay.
So we've got 4.5 minutes here to we could chat
go
spoilers,
for it, go
right?
For it.
But this is the first scene in the movie. If you don't want to know this, don't listen to this. But this is when I thought I was sold on this first scene. So Joker is, you know how Joker just like laughs hysterically?
Yeah.
It actually explains why. In this.
Okay.
So when he's just a regular guy, he's on the bus, right? And there's like a kid in front of him. It might not be the very first scene, but it's one of them, right? It's not the very first, but it's at the start of the very start of the movie. The kid turns around and the kid's just like staring at him, and he's a clown, that's his job, right?
Yeah.
So the kid's staring at him and he starts doing like clown stuff, basic clown stuff to like make the kid laugh.
Yeah.
And the woman goes, "Can you stop bothering my kid, please?" And he just goes, mm-hmm, and he starts like laughing hysterically, and he's like covering his mouth, and he can't stop. And she's like, "What the F is wrong with you?" and all that.
Oh,
and he
wow.
hands her a card, right? And he can't stop himself laughing. And the card said, "Please forgive me. My laughing does not match my actual emotions. It's, I've got a condition that basically I will laugh when I feel under stressed or under pressure, and my laughter doesn't match my emotions. It's something that's common with head trauma. But please, you know, understand." And then she's like, and gives it back. And in that moment, it explains it fully in such a great way.
Well, what it does now is it lets you know that anytime you see that throughout the rest of the movie, it's something that's clearly, it's
so good.
It's kind of those giveaways, like it's the body language giveaways. It's kind of like, do you know what I mean? I love anything like that. It's those same things that we talk about. It's like one thing that I see a lot in sport is body language, right? I think body language is fucking fascinating to me, right? Body language and tells of stuff, right? And you see it in sport a lot. I see it a lot in wrestling. I see it a lot.
I used it to become a British champion,
but
basically.
Things like guys when they're walking back to the center slowly, guys trying to tie their shoelace, guys taking the big breath, guys putting their hands on their hips, guys kind of leaning over, resting their hands, things like that you notice, but you don't need them to say anything, but you just know it's there.
Yep.
You know it's there. And what they've done by doing that, and as I say, this is just my interpretation. I haven't seen the film, so I'd love to analyze this when I see the film, is by giving you that at the beginning of the film, they've allowed you to recognize, if you're smart enough to recognize that and go, right, this means anytime he's doing that throughout the film, it means he's feeling that pressure, he's feeling that tension without having to tell us, oh, I feel tension, you know? It's a bit like when they set up in Die Hard that John McClane is always going to be just, you know, he laughs off anything that's like insane. You know, when he's like hanging off the side of a building laughing, it's because, holy fuck, this is insane. Like, it's not, ha ha ha, this is funny. It's, you gotta laugh, like, I'm hanging off the side of a building here.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. They're very much telling you a story without actually saying anything.
I'll give you an example. So there were certain things that maybe I just have, maybe because I'm from a pro wrestling background. You know, sometimes like wrestling is best when it's simple.
Yeah.
I feel like storytelling here, there were a few things that happened in terms of the story that were like, oh, that's cool. And I thought it was cool in the way that it tied up the story. But Jake, who's like a scholar of film, thought that was cheesy. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
really?
It's like there's a few things that I was like, but he was like, oh, how obvious type thing. You know what I mean?
I really
so
cannot like, wait to see it now and actually discuss it with both of you.
But for me, like, I was just like, maybe I'm just a dum-dum. I don't know. But maybe I'm too simplistic. I don't know.
Was Jake perhaps disagreeing with you because he enjoyed the... He enjoyed the debate, kind of like when he tried to argue that Sonic in the movie looked pretty good.
Did he?
Remember that when he was? Oh yeah, remember he did the big, say that, yeah. Remember he was.
That's
like,
that's why he got fired from the podcast. He was actually meant to join us today. It was a shame.
Oh really?
Yeah, yeah. He has to come through. So I was like, absolutely. It'd be good to have him back just for another.
Episode. Once I've seen. Joker,
yeah, we should chat about.
It'd
this
be good to have him on so the three of us can chat.
Because you got to give him the right to defend himself.
Absolutely, even if his opinion is wrong in your opinion. When he was wrong about the Sonic thing. I don't know. I saw something the other day where it looks like they may have redesigned him.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe. I haven't seen anything public about it, like massive, but like I saw a meme the other day where it was like before, after, and it was like different. So I don't know if it's official. If anyone out there knows if they've officially like showcased what the new Sonic looks like, let me know.
Let us know. So in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... Safety. We have now any spoilers. We didn't really drop any spoilers, to be honest, apart from that one
thing in that major. One scene. Well, there's been nothing that's going to be...
To be honest, though, I can understand why people would want to see that rather than me explain it. You know what I mean?
Like, that's... I haven't even seen it, and it's not spoiled anything for me.
But put it this way, I think if you're a fan of film or just, like, kind of storytelling as a, you know, in any genre, you should watch this. Like, for me, I thought it's really, again, I never thought anyone would be able to elevate the performance above what Heath Ledger did, but like, this is, you can't, I'm not going to say this is better, but you can't say that, in a weird way, it's not fair to compare them, but there's never been a better Joker portrayal than this to me. Like, this is, and I don't know, it was kind of weird because, you know, sometimes when you're around people, it influences your opinion of something.
Yeah.
So I had an opinion of it. Me and Sophie had an opinion of it. But then when I was around my dad and Jake and I was quite certain they weren't enjoying it as much as I did, it started to make me second guess what I was thinking. And it's almost like there's certain things...
What did your cousin Ross think?
He didn't see it. He didn't come in the end.
Oh.
He didn't come in the end. I forgot to finish that bit of the story. I went, actually, dude... Something else worth mentioning. So Ross used to be like, you know, me and him used to be inseparable as kids. We used to live together at one point. And I thought, you know what? I've not seen him in ages. He's in Edinburgh. I'm in Edinburgh. I've just gone and seen the movie with him. It's about midnight. But we thought, you know what? Why the hell not? He's got the day off work. I can get up whatever time I want.
Yeah.
You know, so I went around to his. He's got himself a little man cave. And I showed him the Raspberry Pi computer.
Oh,
for
nice.
Those of you who don't know what that is, it's a retro gaming thing. So we were playing that bit of like Mario 64.
Do you like... Pie.
So we enjoyed Mario 64, and then he put on the Xbox One S or whatever it was.
Oh, the
right?
new one.
And you know what he put on?
What did he put on?
Now, you know me, I don't like modern games, but I was impressed by this.
What did he put on?
Forza 4. Have you heard of it?
I have. I'm very familiar with Forza.
Have you played it?
I've not played it, but I'm very familiar with...
Dude, it's Replication of Edinburgh.
Yeah.
It's a trip. It's amazing. Like, I really want to get it just for that. It's quite expensive on PC, but I really want to get it because I was driving around in it and I was like, wow, this is such a nostalgia trip. Like, dude, you remember we went on a drive? I can't remember where we're going for wrestling, but it's a route out of Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, this is really nice. And there's mountains everywhere and all that stuff.
I think it's when we're going down to Blackpool.
Yes. It was right. You're right. That road's in it.
Really?
Yeah, that road, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, you come into Edinburgh, you go through Mordenside, there's the meadows, it's got Lothian Road, it's got Prince's Street, the bridges is brilliant. The High Street
I'm going to find my house, man.
Yeah, the High... Oh, see, here's the thing. The High Street is pretty much perfect, and when it starts to drop out... I didn't actually go up North Bridge fully, but, you know, we went along... we turned right where the museum is off North Bridge, mm-hmm. right? So we go past the museum, and then we went to go towards Edinburgh Uni, and instead of having... What's the square called again?
Tron Square.
No.
Festival Square?
I don't know. It's where the uni is.
Teviot Square.
Is it maybe?
I know where you are.
You know what I'm talking about? The Edinburgh Uni.
Bristol Square.
Yes, Bristol Square. When you go there, it's just buildings. It's just buildings. So it's like, ah.
See, I want to see daft 8-year-olds try to skateboard. And
see, you didn't have that. But what it does have is it's got Arthur's Seat and it's like fully mapped out.
It has to, yeah.
It's amazing.
Can you drive up it?
Yes. Yes. And the crazy thing is, it's got like Muscle Bra and all that. And do you know when you go out of Muscle Bra, there's like quite a well-known chippy on the way out. It's even got like that.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's got stuff like that. Dude, it's awesome. Like my...
You can apparently, can you not get Edinburgh Castle as like a property that you can stay at or something? You can, like,
I don't know.
You can purchase Edinburgh Castle.
But like, so my cousin Ross works at the EE shop, which I think, or I can't remember what, I think that's the phone shop it is, but
dude,
his shop...
Dude, I'm on EE.
His shop is turquoise.
Ross, hook me up with a deal, bro.
Yeah. He can, actually.
Oh,
his,
really?
His shop is turquoise, and in the game, it's a bakery, but it's turquoise.
Ah,
you know what I mean? So it's like...
Because obviously don't have the EE brand.
And I was just like, I could have spent hours just going through Edinburgh, and it was like, it really reminded me of being a kid, and it brought back a lot of good memories, because we weren't playing against each other. It was like, oh, you have a shot for 10 minutes, I'll have a shot for
it's
10
like
minutes.
It's like when you played yeah, that back in the day with San Andreas.
Yes,
when I first played San Andreas, that was what me and a buddy of mine used to do. We used to just do, get like as high a wanted level as possible, and just see how long you could last.
Yeah.
And then when you die, it's
yeah,
like switch
just
over.
Stuff like that. And it was just like, man, you got to make time for stuff like that.
Yeah.
You got to make time for stuff like that. It's so easy to get consumed in your goals and business. But like, there's honestly just, it really, it's one of the simpler things in life that you enjoy, was just sitting there with your cousin, just going through this game. And because the thing is, like, Ross hasn't lived in Edinburgh all his life, but probably most of his life.
Yeah.
And we've lived together in Edinburgh, so it was pretty cool, because like, we used to go on nights out all the time, and I used to
yeah.
go out to clubs and stuff like that.
Dude,
I
went
with
him to watch the I got together with him for the Floyd Mayweather
McGregor
fight.
Yeah,
me
yeah.
and my brother and Ross got there. Yeah. We watched it in a pub on Market Street, one of
Ross,
the sports
Ross is one of, like, to me, like, Ross is one of these guys that, like, I really respect him, because he doesn't change himself for anybody.
No.
Like, he is who he is.
Yeah, that's...
Like, and he doesn't care. Like, honestly, see if, like, basically the toughest dude in the world came up to him and started giving him pish, he would not change his demeanor one bit.
Good.
Like, he'd be like, you can kick my ass, but I am who I am, you know?
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, and I just respect the hell out of that. But he's like... See, when you get to know Ross, he's like, he's such a great guy. And it's like, but he was saying, like, at his work at the moment, like, he doesn't have, like, a huge social life at the moment. So he was like, yeah, come around, do this. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm thinking lad's holiday. I'm thinking he should come on the lad's holiday.
Dude.
And I'm going to...
I'm dead serious about the lad's holiday,
I'm
by
thinking
the way.
That as well. I'm thinking me, you, Ross, and Jake.
Because let me tell you this right now.
We got to get Jake to come.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get Jake
well,
to come.
Well, I want
to
hear...
He'll take some persuasion.
Yeah,
but
like, I want him there.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. Like, on Saturday, like, I compete on Saturday in wrestling. And I'll tell you what, I've been going full on, no joke. So, since, like...
Dude, it's got to be most of the year.
Start of July.
Wow.
Like, dude. Start of July, I've been... Like, you know when, like, MMA fighters going to fight camp?
Yeah.
Dude, I've been training minimum 6 days a week since the start of July.
That's more than a full training camp. You must be feeling it now.
Like... I'm ready to go, but I'll tell you what, I'm feeling like...
You're ready for a break,
after. I reckon I will crash hard after.
Well, here's the thing.
So I'm ready for a break. I'm still waiting for those who don't know, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, and I don't know if it's not going to make any odds, so I'll mention it now. I've been dealing with a pretty debilitating arm injury for the past little while. Like, this is, you can't really see it here, but I can bend that arm fully. It's pretty normal. This is as far as I can bend this arm. Just about 90 degrees. There is actually a bone spur. There is at least one bone spur growing in my elbow. And it has been there for a while. And I've been dealing with this for probably in some form the past year and a bit before I found out what it was. Before it became such a debilitating problem where I could barely bend or straighten my arm. So I'm looking forward. I'm on like the waiting list for getting surgery on that. So but obviously it's going to take a little while. So in between competing... finishing the competition, and then that, I'm like, mate, holiday.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's look into it.
Let's look into it, because I'm dead serious, because I want to do that.
There's got to be deals on later in the year. That'd be good. I'll tell you what we should do. I tell you what, man, we should get Ross on one of the podcasts.
Yeah.
If we go away somewhere or whatever, even if it's in the UK, we should do me, you, Ross and Jake, and we should do a podcast from wherever we are. That's what we should do. There you
ooh,
go.
That could be good.
Well, give us your suggestions.
International people. Well, you're already doing international stuff.
Give us
much.
Your suggestions. I am indeed. I was in New Orleans.
Boom.
Yeah, there. So do you know what? This is crazy, right? I was listening to the song Living in America the other day.
Yeah.
Not for any other reason than that I love that song. And there's a bit where he goes through, he's like, Atlanta, Georgia. Pittsburgh Philly, and like all that, right? And I listened to it and I was like, I've now done more than half of these.
Nice.
And dude, I was thinking, dude, that's how you measure your success. How many towns on James Brown's Living in America you've done.
There you go. Me at the moment, none. I'll get there.
You'll get there, man.
I'll get there.
You'll get there.
You should listen to the Knives of New Orleans.
Well, put it this way. You should go out and do a Ring of Honor tryout. Why not?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Fly your ass out and do it. That's what I did in 2016.
Yeah, damn right. I'd love to do that.
Because the thing is, like, I went and did the tryout in 2016. Then I got my first dates with them at the end of 2016. Then 2017, I think I was pretty booked up with What Culture. I was doing that. But then in 2018, I had one show with them in May. Then the full tour with them towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then signed for them mid-2019.
Yeah.
So, hey, it doesn't always happen overnight. And that's what I'm trying to tell, like, our students. That's what I'm trying to tell people on the How to Become a Pro Wrestler podcast.
Damn right,
like,
yeah.
Sometimes if you want something, it takes 3-4 years to get it. But, like, what I would say is you can't go there with, like, an expectation of, like, oh, I'm going to get signed.
Yeah.
But, like, these things to me are always, like, you get your foot in the door.
It's the long-term investment.
Exactly, man. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, it was worth it even for the stuff that I learned, you know?
Yeah.
So,
oh, 100%.
And that's for anyone listening who's a trainee. Like, if Ring of Honor do another tryout camp, I'm telling you what, like, the amount of people they actually brought in, and I really want to help out at one if they do one again.
Like is the style, man. I like the style based on just kind of, I won't kind of talk too much in depth about it, obviously, but just the stuff you mentioned to me about kind of what they're looking for, kind of what the stuff they're testing you on. I'm like, dude, that's like, that's my jam, you know. That's my game. That's what I like. It's the style of wrestling I like, and it's a style of wrestling that unfortunately is kind of people are moving away from. But the fact that Ring of Honor are still staying strong to it and sticking strong to their roots, like, I like that, dude. I respect that. You know, I respect that, and I think that's, yeah, I think that's great. I definitely would be up for flying myself over there.
I have to say, I'm really excited for the UK tour. I think this is going to be a big, big deal.
I'm excited to see what comes of it.
This will be the most important dates for me, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I just need to make double sure I can. I'm pretty sure they've all been announced. They have. So it's basically, night one, it's me versus Shane Taylor in a match for the World Television title.
Very nice.
That'll be the biggest match of my career. That's in London. Then the day after that, it's me versus Matt Taven. And the day after that, it is me versus Silas Young. So that's like three big names in singles matches.
And you
so
could potentially have
the World Television title.
You could
so
potentially be TV champion by night two.
Well, exactly. So I'll have my work cut out for me because Shane Taylor's been absolutely destroying everybody. Me and him went the distance. But let's not forget, the World TV title has changed hands twice in the UK before on the UK tour.
Dude.
I plan on making it a third.
Could be you.
And if I do, but then I'll have my work cut out for me. I'll obviously have to defend it against Matt Taven the night after that, and then Silas Young the night after that.
No easy feat, man.
Exactly.
Easy feat.
So no matter what the outcomes are, it's going to be a big test for me, and I'm looking forward to it.
Dude, I'm excited to see what you do, because if anything, when opportunity comes your way, very few people capitalize on opportunity like you do. I've always felt like you're able to make the most out of every chance that's brought your way. Every opportunity you've earned, you maximize it. So I'm excited to see what you can do.
I think the next step for me is, you know, again, this is the thing. I'm always honest with my fans about what my strengths and weaknesses are. And I think, you know, that basically I've taken a step back from amateur wrestling because, you know, I'm a signed wrestler now.
Yep.
And the risk of injury is pretty great. However, not having amateur wrestling multiple times a week, I need to find something that can give me that cardio,
give you that
I'm not getting from that. Or even just, I might come back to wrestling, but I might just be selective about
take
certain
your
things
time,
I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That sort of thing. So I need to have a think about it. I need to have a think about it. But I, for the next few weeks, I'm really going to be bursting my cardio. Like,
damn
I have
right,
to
man.
Get through the cardio battle, because both me and Shane Taylor, it was, like I say, it was a time limit draw. When we faced each other, that's how I got my title shot. But I know if my conditioning is at peak performance, then I can get the job done.
There you go.
So, there you go. And that, folks, is the podcast. We are actually about to go off. And basically, there's some really, really interesting stuff going on business-wise when it comes to the training school. We've got some new announcements to make really soon. We've got some exciting stuff to tell our trainees about opportunities they may have, but also classes moving forward as well. So if you're listening to this, you will know that our training school has been full up, and we are now going to open up some new spaces for another class. But we're the details are kind of under wraps for now, but we will be announcing it, you know, potentially in the next few weeks. So keep your ear to the ground. Everything will be on edinburghwrestling.com. But if you do want to support the content we're making, if you do want to support the content we're making, it's patreon.com/Joe Hendry. Thank you to all of our patrons. Thank you so much for the support. As I always tell them, like, the people need to understand that I would not have got to the position I'm in now without the support of that, because that basically supported me through some really tough times. So I'm really thankful to the Patreon supporters. And I can tell you 100% that every penny that goes into the Patreon goes towards the school and the podcast, and it basically goes back in. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So it's an investment in what we're doing. But yeah, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Joe Hendry. On Instagram, at Joe Hendry. Dave, socials?
Social media, at Dave Conrad UK on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, guys. I'm almost at 500. And apparently your clout level goes up when you get to 500.
Well, there you go.
You get like an extra 2% towards a verification. So there you go.
Is that actually true, or did you just made that up?
Nah, I just made that up.
I just made it up. Cool. Awesome.
It's true. Obviously, it's true.
Oh, it's true.
Of course.
It's true.
Why wouldn't it be?
Mate, we might need to void you for lying about the
blue
tick.
Mate, I'm telling you, mate, it's true. Mate,
you get out of the void if you've got a blue tick.
Mate,
that's why you want
it. Instant, you're immune to the void if you've got that blue tick, mate.
Yeah, it's like they're going to put like the worst dictators in there. It's like, oh, you had a blue tick. Eh?
Oh, shit, we can't do it.
Anyway, folks, thank you so much for listening, and we shall see you next time.
Bye-bye.